A new exhibition is opening soon at the Sainsbury Centre. Kate Wolstenholme previewed it for the Evening News and asked, if a picture tells a thousand words, does it really tell the truth? Here is Jane Evans with Kate's article.
The war photographer Robert Capa's famed image of the falling soldier depicts a man being shot during the Spanish Civil War, dropping down with his gun pointing up to the sky. The image is known by millions, but its authenticity questioned by many. Heavily debated over the years due to minimal information given by Robert Capa at the time and the loss of negatives either side of the image, and many people have believed this image to have been staged. The location of the photograph was unknown until Professor José Manuel Sasparegui used the topography visible in the background to identify where Capa stood. From here, it was determined that on the day the photograph was taken, the front line was far away. In 2017, 79 years later, Max Pinkers and Sam Weirdmeester stood on the same hill to make controversy. The pair used a high-resolution camera, usually used to reproduce paintings, to take the most accurate representation possible of a location steeped in romance and uncertainty. But the camera never lies, or so we're led to believe. Can an image which has been captured by one photographer from one angle in one crop tell the whole truth of an event? It's not always about whether an image is fake, but how information left out of an image can change the way the subject is depicted and received. The mark of the creator will always exist through their choice of subtle composition or more serious post-production editing. In more recent years, selfies are regularly edited for social media to remove blemishes, whiten teeth, or even change body shapes to boost the confidence and ego of the maker. But this is nothing new. Yevgeny Khaledi's well-known photograph from 1945 of soldiers raising the Soviet flag over the Berlin Reichstag was shown to be adapted significantly for the press. One image shows a watch on either wrist of one of the soldiers, while another shows just one. It's believed one may have been removed in the darkroom to avoid accusations of looting. We've been supplied a finite, selective and restrictive version of events throughout history, around the world, via photography. From times when technology only allowed a limited number of images to be printed in newspapers to modern-day social media algorithms, we've been spoon-fed and confined in what we see of the world. Single photographs have come to represent and define events due to their repeated use in print journalism. Narratives are shaped by them during and long after the events have occurred. Down the line, with their initial context gone, the viewer is led to fill in the gaps. In 1989 Beijing, China saw weeks-long protests calling for greater democracy in Tiananmen Square until the government stormed the square with soldiers and tanks firing at the protesters on June the 4th. Western photojournalists were put up in a hotel which overlooked the square. Several famous images taken from slightly different viewpoints of an unknown demonstrator stopping a line of tanks became the main source of knowledge of this historic event. Well known to Western audiences for its emotive impression of one man's defiance against authoritarian power, whereas in China, the protests, military retaliation and images of that day remain highly censored, to the extent that it's not clear how well known the events are to the younger Chinese population. No one knows for certain what happened to the tank man in the images after he was arrested. Featuring more than 100 works by legendary photographers including Don McCullin, Stuart Franklin, Robert Capa and Dorothea Lange, as well as modern practitioners, The Camera Never Lies, Challenging Images Through the Insight Project, will chart a global century of iconic documentation and manipulation at the Sainsbury Centre. Joining the Sainsbury Centre's six-month-long investigation into What is Truth?, the exhibition will explore the impact and influence photography has had on shaping, and in some cases distorting, the narrative of major global events. The Camera Never Lies, Challenging Images Through the Insight Project, is on display at the Sainsbury Centre from May the 18th until October the 20th.
Thank you, Jane.